Welcome to Blazing Language. Today's episode is, What is a Language Family? Many language learners have experienced a strange sense of déjà vu while studying. You might be listening to a French conversation and suddenly hear a word that sounds remarkably like its English or Spanish equivalent. This isn't just a coincidence or a quirk of history. It is a direct result of how human speech evolves over centuries. To understand why these similarities exist and how they can help us in our own learning journeys, we have to explore a central concept of historical linguistics. What is a language family? A language family is essentially a group of languages that share a common ancestral parent language. Just as you might share physical traits or a last name with your relatives, languages carry linguistic markers from their past. Linguists often use the metaphor of a tree to describe these relationships. The trunk represents the ancient root language, while the branches represent the distinct languages that evolved as groups of people moved, settled in new areas, and adapted their speech to new environments over thousands of years. For an adult learner, understanding these connections provides a helpful map of the territory. Most of the languages spoken in Europe, Iran, and northern India belong to the Indo-European family. Within this massive family, there are several branches, such as the Romance languages, the Germanic languages, and the Slavic languages. When you realize that English and German are both members of the Germanic branch, or that Spanish, Italian, and Portuguese are siblings in the Romance family, the task of learning feels less like memorizing random sounds and more like recognizing familiar patterns. These connections are most visible through what linguists call cognates. Cognates are words in different languages that share the same origin. For example, the word for night is nuit in French, noche in Spanish, notte in Italian, and Nacht in German. They all look and sound similar because they all descended from the same ancient root. Noticing these similarities is one of the most rewarding parts of the acquisition process. It allows you to leverage your existing knowledge to understand new information, which is the very definition of comprehensible input. Comprehensible input is the idea that we acquire language best when we are exposed to messages that we can understand, even if we don't know every single word yet. When you know which family your target language belongs to, you can more easily predict how certain words might look or sound. This lowers the mental effort required to process new information. Instead of starting from zero, you are starting with a foundation built on centuries of shared history. It turns the act of learning into an act of discovery, where you are constantly finding old friends in new sentences. While looking at charts and family trees can be intellectually interesting, the real magic happens when you hear these relationships in context. This is why listening practice is such a cornerstone of a sustainable language habit. When you listen to native speakers, your brain begins to map the rhythm, melody, and phonetics of the language family. You start to recognize the family resemblance, not just in the words themselves, but in the way sentences are structured and how ideas are expressed. This auditory recognition is a powerful tool for long-term retention. In the Blazing Language podcasts, we focus heavily on this kind of immersive listening. By hearing stories and cultural insights in a way that remains accessible, you are giving your brain the opportunity to notice these linguistic patterns naturally. Instead of drilling grammar rules, you are observing how the language lives and breathes within its cultural context. This approach respects the time and intelligence of adult learners, focusing on the joy of the process rather than the pressure of a deadline. Understanding language families also helps us appreciate the deep connection between language and culture. A language doesn't just sprout out of nowhere. It is a living record of the people who spoke it. When a group of people migrates or interacts with a neighboring culture, their language shifts and adapts. This is why English, while fundamentally a Germanic language, has a massive amount of vocabulary borrowed from French and Latin. It is a linguistic map of history, showing us where people traveled and who they traded with. For those of us learning later in life, this perspective can take a lot of the pressure off. We can view ourselves as explorers of a vast, interconnected landscape. If you are struggling with a particular concept in a language, it can be helpful to look at its relatives. Seeing how a sibling language handles the same concept can often provide the clarity you need to move forward. It reminds us that no language exists in a vacuum, and no learner has to start entirely from scratch. Building a sustainable habit means moving away from the idea of conquering a language and moving toward a state of curiosity and immersion. When you embrace the concept of language families, you start to see the connections everywhere. You begin to notice how the roots of the forest floor are all interconnected, stretching back into a shared human history. This realization makes the learning process feel more grounded and less overwhelming. As you continue your journey, try to listen for these family traits. Notice the sounds that feel familiar and the structures that seem to echo other languages you have encountered. By focusing on listening and seeking out input that is both interesting and understandable, you are working with the natural way your brain acquires language. Consistency and a calm, curious mindset are your best tools. Every time you listen, you are strengthening your connection to the vast family of human speech, one word at a time.